From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
In the nearly 7 weeks since September 11th, at least $1.2 billion have been raised in charitable donations. But as government officials try to work out the rules for how to compensate victims of the attacks, some charities are worried their work could be undermined in the process. NPR's Tobias Smith reports.
Ever since September 11th, charities like Safe Horizon in New York have been working around the clock, writing checks to help victims' families pay a mortgage, arrange a funeral, or buy groceries. So far, Safe Horizon has distributed $10.5 million to more than 11,000 people. But now, the group is concerned that everything it's doing to help victims may end up costing those same people money when they apply for compensation from the government. The rules for the government program are still being written, but one plan would reduce a family's compensation, dollar for dollar, by the amount of money they've received from charity. That, says Safe Horizon Senior Vice President Elizabeth McCarthy, would be bad for families as well as donors.
The American people have been so incredibly generous on this since the tragedy, and I think to have that in any way have a negative connotation for a victim, that somehow they're being penalized for having some of these grants given, I think people would feel that, why do they bother donating it, sort of.
When lawmakers set up the Special Compensation Fund to help victims' families, they said any awards would be reduced by the amount of money families get from other sources, like life insurance or a pension. Officials are still deciding whether to deduct charity money the same way, but Andrew Hanna, vice chair of AmeriCares, says doing so would undermine their efforts to help.
AmeriCares' objective is to ensure that the families benefit as much as they possibly can. And the last thing that any of us would want to happen would be that something that we would do to help a particular family would cause damage to them or would cause them to lose out on other opportunities.
Charities are also worried that if every dollar they give is simply a dollar the government doesn't have to, it would have a chilling effect on donations. Bob Clifford, head of the American Bar Association Task Force on Terrorism, who's also consulting with the fund, agrees.
And if I thought for a minute that I was making a charitable donation and then all of a sudden the government is the one that gets the advantage of it, I personally wouldn't do it.
The debate over the charity money is brewing in part because people have different ideas of what the fund is supposed to be. Is it government assistance or more like a court? Families who apply to the fund have to waive their right to sue, so some say the fund should award damages as a jury would, considering only what a person has lost. But if you see the fund as government assistance, Stanford University law professor Deborah Hensler says it does make sense to consider a family's need and all their other sources of income.
Many of the people who lost their lives were people who were well insured, they were affluent people, their families are protected. I think the moral thing to do here is to look at each family on an individual basis and say, what are going to be the needs of this family going on into the future? And I think if by offsetting for charitable contributions for some families, we had more money available to help other families, I would think that's appropriate.
Government officials are supposed to write the rules for how the fund will work by mid-December. Privately, some charities say they are rethinking how best to spend their resources just in case. DePaul University law professor Steve Landsman is also helping to draft the new regulations.
If it's a dollar-for-dollar reduction to each person you give dollars to, maybe you want to do group sorts of things. Maybe you want to do group therapy and counseling, setting up a future scholarship funds without saying who's going to get what money now. You might restructure depending on what the government's going to do and how it's going to do it.
It may be months before charities know for sure whether their money will end up being a bonus to families or simply an advance on the money families would have got from the government anyway. But either way, the charities say right now they're giving families much-needed cash long before they'd ever see a check from the government. Tovia Smith, NPR News.